Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Now, weight, whether underweight or overweight, weight issues can significantly impact both fertility and pregnancy. And maintaining a healthy weight is crucial for optimal reproductive health, increasing the chances of conceiving and having a healthy pregnancy. And so throughout this month, we're talking about weight management. And so today we're talking about how weight can affect a woman's ability to conceive and also how it's going to affect her pregnancy as well. And so Dr. Atolagbe joins us once again for another health chat. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, my dear sister.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. I hope you've had a good week.
It's a wonderful week.
Beautiful.
I've been learning how to speak as a broadcaster.
Okay. Interesting. I hope our time together has also contributed a little something.
Yes. So I was at the workshop at the university, Babcock University, yeah. FM 89.1, yeah. Where I speak on about programs. So I was attending the program and it was so awesome that I received 2 awards.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Amazing. That's amazing. So happy to hear that. All right.
It's always a privilege.
Always a pleasure to have you on. We appreciate your time. And so we're still talking about weight management today, talking about how it affects a woman's pregnancy. Let's start with underweight. How does being underweight affect a woman's ability to get pregnant?
Yes, it's very good to help us to know that it's not only overweight, but underweight also affects pregnancy.
Okay.
The question is why?
Yeah.
Why would this happen? And the general answer is because body weights influence hormone levels, ovulation, and even the success of fertility treatment. So if we can say it in a sentence, that is the why that happens. So anything that will affect hormone, how our hormones are produced, will affect fertility, which is conception and pregnancy. So yes, underweight.
Right.
When a person is underweight, we need to know what to do to help that person get to the right weight before conception.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's when the pregnancy is in progress that we try to begin to do something,
yes.
But rather it should be before conception. So, and this underweight issue is not only for the female, it affects the male. Also, so it's both for the man, for the man and the woman.
Interesting, okay.
The issue of fertility.
Mm.
So when we look at underweight, we are looking at, first of all, what's an underweight? We have discussed it before. Less than 18.5 BMI, that is body mass index, is underweight.
Mm.
So if we don't know what our BMI is, it's very easy. We go online if we have a smartphone.
Oh, we seem to be having an issue with our network. Can you hear me clearly?
We need to ask a few. So if it's less than 18.5, it's considered very clearly. Can you hear me?
I think it's gone.
Hello?
Now. Okay, I can hear you clearly now. Sorry about that. Continue. You were speaking about the BMI.
Okay. 0.5, less than 18.5 is underweight.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person is underweight, yes, let me also mention before I move on that it's not just the BMI. The BMI is just a guide.
Okay.
We cannot account for muscle mass with BMI, neither can we account for fat distribution with BMI, but it gives a very good guide.
Okay.
So when a person is underweight, the hormone production is affected. The ovulation is affected. And I mentioned if there is also an attempt to help fertility, the embryo implantation will be affected.
Mm.
So underweight, disruption of menstrual cycle. For young ladies who are underweight, they have problems with their menstrual cycle. If you see athletes who are really running and building muscles and all the rest, it affects their body weight. And it can lead to what is known as hypothalamic amenorrhea. Amenorrhea simply means lack of periods.
Okay.
That is, the period is not coming. And when we put the hypothalamic with this, it means it's got to do with the hypothalamus, which is part of the brain. So the period is not coming as it should. And that tells us that something is wrong with ovulation, something is wrong with the hormone and how it is being produced.
Right.
So when the body is starved of fat, when there's low fat in the body, lower than it should be, it suppresses reproduction hormones. We have the hormones that they are supposed to be at a certain, everything in our body is in ranges. So there is a range in which the estrogen level should be. If it drops beyond the normal rate that it should be producing, then no ovulation. When there is no ovulation, the possibility and the high possibility, of course, is that no egg is to be fertilized,
right,
even in the presence of sperm.
Right.
So underweight will do that. There are many, how should I say many? The number that we have possibly is rising. Anorexia nervosa is called. And a person is looking at herself or himself in the mirror, and he seems to himself that he's overweight, but he's actually underweight. So what are the causes of underweight? Many things. It could just be excessive exercise. It could be eating disorders like the anorexia example I gave, or chronic illness or high stress environment. So when a person is underweight, there is increased risk of miscarriage, premature birth, and low birth weight. So overweight will affect hormonal imbalance. Now, I did mention that it's not just the female, it's the male too. Because if a man is underweight, he's going to have problems producing sperms that are strong enough to fertilize the egg.
Right.
So as much as the lady is being affected by being underweight, so a man can also be affected by being underweight. So there is the what they call it, the problem that a man will have that will affect the ability to produce enough sperm that are also viable, that are strong, that are able to move. You know, I've watched several videos on when sperm moves into the car, how it is depicted as the survival of the fittest.
Yes.
They move because only one is going to win the race.
Yeah.
So if they are all slow and not moving properly, then the probability that it will not fertilize is very high.
Right.
So this is where underweight can affect conception and can affect birth of the growing of the child until the time of birth. And it can lead to many, many problems. So these are precisely what we can say about being underweight. Premature birth, low birth weight. These are pregnancy risks.
Right.
And this is because the mother, a friend who traveled, came to, I was in the United States at that time. And then when she went through a series of tests, she was told that the fetus was underdeveloped. And we all looked at her like, really? But when you look at the woman, it seems as if it's not well fed. So it affected the fetus, and the child was underweight. It wasn't long before she went into a miscarriage, and the pregnancy was lost.
Oh, man.
So it happens, and that is where we have problems there. So it's ideal that one should work on this before conception. So a person is getting married and planning to have children, she should check all these things and be sure that the issue of underweight is not a problem.
Right, right.
So when we look at overweight, can I move on?
Yes, please.
So obesity and fertility is what we are looking at again. The same thing, hormonal imbalance. Just like underweight, it's hormonal imbalance also for excess fat.
Right.
When we have excess fat, it increases estrogen production and disrupts normal ovulation. You know, the estrogen is the hormone, the special hormone that helps in the woman's body for proper balance to have fertility or non-fertility issues. There is what is called PCOS that is getting more common now.
Yeah.
I remember preparing a lecture on polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS. It's supposed to be a rare disease.
Yeah.
But then many rare diseases are becoming common today because of lifestyle. And lifestyle is affecting a lot of people. And the issue of obesity is getting wider and wider. It used to be developed countries' problem. But today, no, it's not. Because there's a lot of fat that can be eaten very easily. The processing of palm oil is easy today than it used to be several years back. So there are a lot of people eating a lot of fried foods and they are going to get overweight.
Right.
And so commonly women who are overweight, irregular ovulation, infertility, insulin resistance, we're talking about diabetes there when we have problem with insulin regulation in the body, proper production and so forth. So these are ovulation and egg quality. You know, it's something to produce the egg. It's another thing for the quality of the egg to be good enough for fertility, proper conception in the woman. And then overweight is associated with inflammation and oxidative stress, which affects embryo development. The assisted reproductive technology is one that can be used today if one is having problem of conceiving, and then they can be assisted. But those who are overweight are more likely not to succeed in ART, assisted reproductive technology.
Right.
The most common one is the IVF. This is the in vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they take the egg, they take they combine them in the proper environment outside of the womb and then plant it in the back into the uterine uterine wall of the woman's reproductive organ. But for the overweight person, they almost always, from statistics that I saw, difficult to get the implantation done properly. And the thing is very, very expensive. So when the procedure is done the first time and then there is a loss of the egg and the conceived outside of the womb, now in the womb, you've got to pay a lot of money to get another one done. And when the body is affected this way, it affects hormone production too, because you've already planted and the body is beginning to respond to, okay, I have a planted fetus, and then it dissolves and it becomes period. It comes out just as bleed out, and then it's like a little miscarriage. I call it little because it's not big. This is not a technical term. So with the overweight, we have what is called the gestational diabetes. Usually happens to those who have a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Preeclampsia is another big issue. The other day I was speaking with someone, and we are expecting a baby. And in September, and they are planning for the baby shower in August. And we were saying that we pray this baby will come to term, because many babies are not coming to terms now. I'm not coming to term, excuse me, now. Why? Because of preeclampsia. This is high blood pressure in pregnancy. When this happens, it can result in stillbirth. So the physician will not want to take the risk of a stillbirth because the life of the baby is at risk, and not only the baby, but the mother. So they'll bring the baby out by CS procedure instead of losing the baby or affecting the health of the mother, or maybe losing the life of the mother too. So preeclampsia is a common thing amongst those who are overweight, not for the person that the weight is good.
Right.
So body weight is really an important factor in fertility, conception, and pregnancy.
Mm.
Very, whether underweight, whether overweight, both of them have negative effect on the unborn child, the fetus, or even conceiving in the first place.
Yeah.
So the preterm labor happens more to those in the two categories, whether underweight or overweight. Same hormones, but one is underproduced, the other is overproduced.
Right.
I mentioned earlier on, our bodies are made in ranges. If you look at our body temperature, it's got to be within a range. If it's below this level, then it can lead to death very quickly if the temperature drops too low. If it's too high, it can lead to shock. And death is the result.
Yeah.
And if we look at the acidity or the alkalinity of our bodies, it's the same thing. It's within a range. Remember working as a respiratory therapist, you go and draw blood to test, to see what the pH is like. When you look at the color of the blood, you can almost say this person is almost is dying.
Really?
It will be dark, dark, dark.
Okay.
You take it to the lab, you can almost say this is going to be the result that you're going to have. It's going to be too acidic,
really?
Most probably. Oh, yes.
You can
so because you've been doing it over and over. And looking at the result, you can, you know, you just get used to seeing all these things.
Yeah.
Of course, we cannot come to a conclusion until the lab is done.
Yeah.
But then, just an example of ranges in the body that must be maintained.
Oh.
So those who are overweight, the other problem they also have is that they have birth complications, apart from preeclampsia, increased risk of diabetes, that is type 2 diabetes, and overweight baby. Then there was birth complication because of the weight of the baby. So sometimes physicians will just cut and do C-section, bring the baby out. Because if the baby should get into what is called shoulder dystocia, that is the childbirth complication where the baby's shoulders get stuck between the mother's pelvic bone during delivery. The baby is too big and the shoulders cannot come out. You know, because when they are delivering the baby, they head comes first normally, and then the baby is supposed to twist around and come out with the center of the head first, and then the shoulder turns as it is coming out. Now this is the normal thing, but when the weight of the mother is obese or overweight, then the pelvic area will not open wide enough for the baby to maneuver itself to get out very easily.
Right.
And it's considered a very serious obstetric emergency.
Right.
They have to find a way, because at the pelvic bone, if you're going to cut the bone of the woman, to compared to if you had done CS, cut the womb, that is just flesh, bring the baby out. So once babies are seen to be too big many times, they will just do CS immediately, C-section immediately. So it will have both immediate impact on the child, and it will have long-term impact on the child. Some children will be, they will have childhood obesity, they will have metabolic issues, and this is more common to babies born to obese mothers.
Right.
So it's very important that the mother-to-be take note, and the man, the husband-to-be also, sperm quality is very important. Increased crotal temperature for the big overweight man, they say the spermatogenesis, that is the origin and development of the sperm cells within the male reproductive organs and the tissues, become compromised.
Right.
And then it's difficult. And you know, in the African culture, I don't know how is your side down, let me not just say down, but in South Africa, but here in West Africa, the woman who gives birth to the baby is the one that is responsible for both the sex of the child, all the problems with the child.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. So that is why the onus is on us as ladies to teach our young women that it's very important that you take care of yourself. At least do the best you can to be in the regular, normal weight, not we'll call it modest weight, and not to be underweight, whilst you are trying to be the cover girl or the athlete, then decide if you want to have a baby to gain some weight and get into a modest weight before getting into pregnancy. So what do we do? Balance, rich, whole grains, fruit, vegetables. They are the ones that will balance whether you're overweight or whether you're underweight. It's so interesting. I love natural health care.
Very interesting.
Avoid trans fat, processed sugars, alcohol must be avoided, whether underweight, whether overweight. Mental health support should be given if needed. Because sometimes a young girl can get pregnant. She didn't plan for it, and then it happened. She may starve herself to death while she's thinking of what she's going to do with this child, that who's going to take care of this child for me and all the rest. She will need emotional support.
Right.
And that she does not become underweight. And on the other hand, some people will eat themselves well to death, let me use that word, because they are troubled.
Coping.
They find consolation in just eating, a coping mechanism of just eating. And what is usually available to eat and eat and eat? Junk food.
Yes. It's the easiest, it's the quickest.
Junk food.
It's right there.
It's the easiest to go.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dr.
We're leaving.
Very, very interesting subject. There's so much more. I think we'll push some of the other questions to next week. We can continue this. We want to talk about maybe how much weight is healthy for a woman to gain during pregnancy, because obviously that's one thing we can't avoid. So what's a healthy range? You talked about the range and things like that. And any other questions that you might have, listeners, please feel free to share those. +27734703520. Dr. Marianne Atalag, but thank you so much for coming through.
You are welcome. It's my pleasure.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.